Turn to a person either on your left or your right or behind you if you're in a row by yourself and tell them, block eyes. Maya, don't look at me. Look at Kelly. Yes, yes. And say you are a weapon of righteousness. Yes. You are a weapon of righteousness. All right, good. Now that everyone is aware. So, interesting turn of phrase, correct? You are a weapon of righteousness. St. Paul wants us to know that, right? But it's all contingent on saying yes to grace, right? So this is Romans. This is Paul being super real. Romans 6, 12 to 18. And he gets right into it, brothers and sisters. First of all, it's a battle. You need to know that if you don't already. It's a battle. It's a spiritual battle. It is a fight to stay faithful. It's a fight to allow grace into your life. And we're at war, right? There's external things, but there's also internal things. St. Paul is very real about that. Later in this chapter, I believe, maybe it's Romans 7, he says, I do not do the things I want. The things I don't want to do, I do. Who will save me from this miserable one that I am? And then he goes, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. All right, so Paul knew the fight. The biggest fight, brothers and sisters, is in the human heart, each one of us. Who will reign? What will reign? Will sin reign in our hearts, or will grace? Will Jesus be the Lord, or will something and someone else? One path is a path of joy and freedom, even though it's hard, and it is hard. The other path is a path of slavery and sadness. And some things in life are either or. We're either growing in holiness and being set free by the Lord, or we're being more enslaved and more tangled up in ourselves. Either Christ is reigning or sin is reigning. And so Paul's super real about it. Brothers and sisters, sin must not reign over your bodies, so that you obey their desires, and do not present the parts of your bodies to sin as weapons for wickedness, but present yourselves to God as raised from the dead to life, and the parts of your bodies to God as weapons for righteousness. There's power in those words, and it is about who we present ourselves to. Your choice to come to Mass tonight, your choice to be here, shows that you want to present yourself to God, to become a weapon for righteousness. And we'll talk about maybe what that means. But there's also times in our lives, isn't it? In your life, in my life, we know it, where sometimes we present ourselves to sin. We open ourselves to it, we even pursue it. And that's real, and that happens. That's why it's good to hear, you know, confession after confession before Mass. Right? Because it's real, and we all know those wounds. And if you don't, then you don't need Jesus as your Savior. But that's not true in anybody's life. So those times that we have, where we have served something else other than Jesus, you have to make a hard turn against that. It's not an easy thing. And it's not half measures. You don't fight for one side and then turn around and all of a sudden fight for the other. We have to make real choices in life. Whose army are you serving in a battle? Right? St. Ignatius, he was a soldier, right? St. Ignatius of Loyola. He's very real about that. He has a whole meditation on what standard do you fight for? Standard, not like the standard is here at this level and it should be here, higher standard. The standard is the battle flag, right? Some of you who are in ROTC know about that. The standard. What flag are you fighting under? Is it the army that belongs to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Or are you advancing some other cause? And it's good for us to reflect on that. All of us, me included. Right? We don't get to take it easy with that. We have to make choice. Who do I want to fight for? Or more to it, according to the rest of this reading, who am I obedient to? Who am I obedient to? Obedire, Latin, to listen to. Who do I listen to? Who do I take my orders from? We need to be men and women who make a choice to listen to the Lord and to follow Him and follow Him into battle, because it's going to be hard, but it's also going to be great. And I think that we need to be reminded of that in this day and age. The greatest things are hard things. Anything that matters in this life, if it's great, if it matters, is going to be difficult. It is going to require you to commit and to be in it and to fight for it. Most of you will be called to marriage. Brothers and sisters, marriage is tough. And it requires tough people to stay committed to one another and to raise a family. It's not easy. Some of you are called to be priests. It's tough. And it requires your will to be in it, to fight for it. Some of you are called to be women religious. And that's tough. And all those things are tough, but they're also great. And if you want simple things and easy things, then you want superficiality. But we're not made for that. It's not the calling that any of the saints said yes to. And that's not the calling that any real Christian says yes to. So we have to fight to obey, to listen to God and say, I obey you, not my will, but yours be done. And then in saying that, what happens is our wills become more and more free, that we don't give in to the desires that lead to sin, that we don't turn inward, but we open outward to the Lord. And we say, Jesus, I'm following you. You call the shots in my life. I'll live my human life, but it will be a life of faith in you, who loved me and gave himself for me. Right? That's Galatians 2, 19 and 20. See, St. Paul learned this. He lived it. He's not just writing an empty letter to us. He lived these realities. And so too should we. So the question becomes, who are we fighting for? Or better yet, who are we fighting with? And not with, like, I'm against this person. Who am I fighting with? Who's on my side? Or whose side am I on? And then we become a weapon of righteousness, which is a great turn of phrase. Probably you haven't heard that or really reflected on that much. What does it mean to be a weapon in the hands of God? Well, it means to fight like Jesus did, to bring compassion into the world and fight for it, to bring peace into the world and fight for it, to bring mercy, to bring hope, to bring gentleness, to bring a spirit of service, and an awareness that life is bigger than just you, and fight for that. And that's what the saints did. All of them, in their own way. And that's what you and I are called to do. So my friends, let's be good soldiers in the army of the King of Kings. Let's fight, and let's fight like the Lamb. And let's win like the lion. And in that, we'll find our joy and our purpose. Present your bodies to God. Present your souls to God. Present your whole lives to God tonight. And allow Him to make you into who you really are.